Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for October 29th through November 4th of 2023. So our quote for the week says, I must create a system or be enslaved by another's. I will not reason and compare. My business is to create. Ashe. We're entering Scorpio time, deep, deep, deep now. And this is our most potent creative zone. This is the infinite void where all things are seeded and germinate. And it's an eclipse season. So we've had lots of changes, starting with 2023's Ancestral Souls Rising, which is a global prayer event we do every year on October 31st. This year has had a little bit of a convergence, so we've had to move that date to winter solstice, December 21st. So it will still be the same event if you've already registered. That's great. They're just going to bump it to the December 21st date, which means when I do my solstice fire ceremony, it'll probably be the day before on the 20th or so. But we'll work it out because that's a big day. On December 21st will be the long day of prayers that go all around the world. They have 15 different countries involved, all sharing how they do ancestral reverence from all over the world. It's amazing. And every year gets better and better. So while we're all a little disappointed that it had to be moved, we are very happy that the elders are taking care of themselves. We've lost one and two are sick. So that's part of the convergence. And I just, of course, say it's the eclipse. So we are okay with them taking care of themselves. And this is a big event, y'all. This is a big project to put together to bring to you that is coordinated around the world. So it's a lot. So we want them to be well and 100%. And hopefully they'll be feeling better by December. But I'm leaving the links in here to the brochure, which will introduce you to the council. This is put on by the Council for Global Ancestral Reverence every year, and it started in 2019 because of COVID, with a commitment from a group of priests and priestesses that have agreed to honor the dead, essentially, and the souls that have crossed over every year in these years. It's always been something. And so they need elevation. And we do that 9-day elevation following December 21st, just like we would normally, October 31st, and then the first 9 days of November. Now it'll be December 21st and the last 9 days of the year. I think that's actually going to be pretty powerful. But if you want to learn about the council, that's in the brochure link here. And if you want to register for the event, even if you see an October date there, just know that if you register, they will make sure you're included for December 21st as well. I wanted to put this heads up first before I dive into the forecast because I've sent out a note to the Ile, Oromila Oshun. But there's a bigger community with our Cracking the Ancestral Code students and other folks who are all registered for this event. And you all need to be notified that it is not starting on this October 31st, but it has been moved to December 21st. And I'm doing the forecast over the weekend, so level 2 has been notified, so level 1 will find out tomorrow on Sunday, which hopefully the forecast will be posted by then. So let's dive in. First thing up is a continuation of the energies of last week. So anytime two planets conjunct or initiate, they're beginning a new cycle. Mercury to Mars is thoughts and actions. It's your ideas and choices. It's how you think and how you move in the world. Masculine, how you get anything done, negotiate on your own behalf, get your ideas in the world, and hold good boundaries. And both of them just did a big integration with Jupiter, which means we're expanding our consciousness and integrating a whole new story based on that new consciousness that's been evolving just this year in 2023. So I have to preface this with two things. One is when Mercury's involved, it's relatively fast moving. And two, when Mars is involved, being the lower version of power, Pluto being the higher version, it reminds us that with power also comes responsibility. Now, all that said, the positive expression of this energy is that you can control your mind and direct it with passion, getting tangible results. This heightens your intellectual ability and mental capacity for better or worse. You will be able to clearly articulate your thoughts and you should have quick, effective responses. If you maintain your integrity, this is an excellent time to fuel major creative expression. If this energy manifests its negative side, it can make you petty and combative, arguing over nonsense and wasting precious time and energy in ego control dramas. And if it's not coming from you, it's just as possible to be coming at you from others. This is the best time to put your energy behind your thoughts, ideas, and words and get creative. The power of this pairing is that they are occupying the same space, essentially energizing each other and initiating a new two-year cycle. Deep breath. So the special note went in last week's activation because I was warning you that all that integration with Jupiter was going to culminate in Sunday's activation, October 29th, of Mercury and Mars initiating this new cycle. So it's almost like Jupiter wanted to expand our vision right before we start something new with these two. And you should know, it's Scorpio, so it's a conception point, and it's the rare time to line them up in the same sign and all that good stuff. So it's going to be most valuable and most potent in our Taurus, Scorpio, and Leo, Aquarius departments. So the special note says, this all follows several activations with Mercury and Mars opposite Jupiter, expanding everything and setting up this initiation between our thoughts and actions. The last time we had access to this kind of conception of creative initiatory energy was in 1999. Think back to your values and priorities at that time and how you were expressing your own unique creativity. Also consider your psychic, intuitive, and empathic capacity back then and all that you have learned in 24 years. Now I realize some of you may only be that old, but that just means that you were born with this powerful alignment. For the rest of us, it is rare access to upgrading your Taurus Scorpio departments, and of course, the Leo Aquarius departments will adjust and adapt as needed to accommodate this evolution of consciousness that we are all going through one way or another. Another interesting aside is that November 3-4, which is in this forecast, as we're going to the 4th, the Sun will do what Mercury is doing now, so it looks as if we have to change or upgrade our thinking and consciousness so that we can express in all new ways going forward. The crazy thing is that on those days, as the Sun opposes Jupiter, Venus opposes Neptune, and Mercury opposes Uranus. That is a lot for the personal planets to be mixing it up and activating so much integration, which means watch any extremes or all or nothing propositions and do your best to find the balanced, healthy middle ground between your personal individual evolution of consciousness and what is evolving on a larger scale, socially and collectively. Okay, deep breath. Oppositions force us to find that middle ground. And so we usually have to swing from one extreme to the other to figure out what that is. So don't be upset if you observe some of that, but recognize how you want to use both sides to be stronger in the middle. And if we were changing our consciousness internally, then the Sun, the solar energy, means now we start making choices externally. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. First, on the 31st, which is Tuesday, Venus is going to trine Uranus. This energy is likely to bring a little excitement into your life one way or another. It is a good time to do something different, try something new, and consciously put yourself in situations where you have to improvise or think on your feet. We are in times of breaking old patterns and resetting them in more positive, effective ways. You can still live your true values and priorities, but something has changed within. This blessing from the cosmos allows you to align with more personal authenticity, which in turn is infused into all that you love and treasure. Relationships will have an unusual energy to them, too. An established relationship may get shaken up or sparkle with some extra spice. Or a new relationship begun under this influence may be stimulating and unusual, but probably short-lived, too. This is not a bad thing. It's actually perfect for improvising and experimenting with new ideas, new people, and new ways of expressing yourself. And then dropping into your center to see what you actually respond to, what your heart aligns with and responds to, and choose from there. Use this energy to soak up some good vibes and rare wisdom from those who are unique, mavericks who do things differently than you do and who live life to the fullest. Deep breath. Wednesday, November 1st, Soul Sisters Monthly Circle is gathered for the animal medicine of snake. Now, I know that's not everybody's favorite creature, but I tell you, it's got some magical medicine for the month of November. And we're doing the live event on Wednesday, November 1st, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and it's only $25 for the replay and tools. Also, I've uploaded a couple of the tools for those of you who have already gotten in there. If you haven't circled back, I've uploaded, I think, the intro and the overview, and I'm almost done with two more now that will probably get uploaded today, and I might need tomorrow to get the last two done. So for sure, they will all be uploaded by or before our Wednesday gathering, okay? But if you want to be there for the live event, you got to register, and all the goodies will for sure be ready by then. Then on Thursday the 2nd, as long as we're talking about events, might as well start with this. I usually put my events after the activations, but here we go. Thursday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific is the monthly Venus Circle, and our focus is Libra and the sacral chakra release. Our archetype is the saboteur, and the story is around bad company. So for those with strong Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, this month's Venus Circle will be most relevant to you. And it too is $25 for the subscription, or you can drop in for the tools and the replay. So Wednesday and Thursday events at 8 p.m. with Kelly. Join me when you can. Also on the 2nd, which is Thursday, is when Vesta retrogrades in Cancer. So this is a process I put until December 20th because that's when it's still retrograde, but it backs up into Gemini and it doesn't go direct until February 8th of 24. So let's run through the dates. Vesta entered Gemini June 22nd, so summer solstice. It entered Cancer September 13th, so really close to fall equinox. It's going to retrograde in Cancer really close to the Scorpio gate of power. Re-enter Gemini on winter solstice. Go direct in Gemini February 8th, which is real close to the February gate of the Aquarius gate of power. Re-enter Cancer March 30th, which is very close to spring equinox. And enter Leo on June 19th, 2024, which is summer solstice. So basically, from summer solstice 23 to summer solstice 24, Vesta's in a process of recalibrating what's sacred in our Gemini Cancer departments, which is a very rare occurrence. So I kind of put it all together here so that you know what to focus on during this retrograde period, which is basically from now, November 2nd, all the way to February 8th. So that's 3 months and change. Vesta has begun a one-year process, June 23 to June 24, of recalibrating your Gemini Cancer departments. She only comes around to these signs every 4 years, and I did some digging. She last retrograded in all Gemini in 2012-13. Which is crazy because there was all this other kind of Gemini energy kicking in 2012. The last retrograde in all Cancer was 05-06. And the last time she did the same combo of Gemini and Cancer, the one we're going through now in 2023, was back in 1994-95. Now, I could write a dissertation about those very years and the evolution of my sacred self in the Gemini Cancer department specifically. Vesta represents you, the individual, in its purest, most sacred form. It's the part of you that can focus deeply or dedicate completely to a person or project, sometimes to the exclusion of other aspects of life. It's where we can be a little extreme at times. But up in the sky, she is activating all of us to initiate a new cycle of making Gemini, curiosity, learning, and communication, not just important, but sacred. This is a great time to lighten up personally. It's also an excellent time to check in with your language. Remember, there is power in the word, thought, spoken, or written. It's very powerful, and if your mind and heart are not communicating well, then a lot can get lost in translation. This is a chance to reset your personal story for the next 4+ years, integrating a new narrative that includes more friends and strong personal and professional networks of people who believe in you and support your personal goals and sacred work. So critical to success, y'all. As she moves through Cancer, safety and emotional security become not just important, but sacred. This is a great time to reset your personal self-care practices. This energy will illuminate if and how you haven't been taking care of yourself, neglecting yourself so that you can be there for others, but that's not a good way to direct this delicious energy that can get you back in touch with your own body, your own sensual nature, and your natural individual rhythms. It's a time when you can start a new cycle of cultivating healthy self-care practices, developing your creative babies, nurturing your personal goals, and creating space as if you've already accomplished them. Deep breath. Vesta is going to linger in this area and will directly affect both cardinal and mutable babies. That is, Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn are the cardinal babies, and Gemini, Sag, Virgo, Pisces are the mutable babies. So that is two-thirds of our chart potentially activated over the course of this one-year process. And those with Gemini Cancer energy, you all are truly initiating a new and potent connection to your sacred self that doesn't come around often. Who were you and what did you consider sacred back in 94, 95? Which, by the way, is not the only thing up in the sky activating the early 90s, so just be aware of themes circling back. I've listed the timeline below and will remind you along the way, so good luck. So we covered the timeline, but if you need those dates, they're at the bottom of the post. Now, the next day, that was Thursday the 2nd, Friday the 3rd, Saturn goes direct in Pisces. So this is a big deal. Okay, so it entered Pisces in March, retrograded in June, and is now going direct in November. But it's almost like a do-over because it's back to zero Pisces. It's like we started, got going, got yanked back, and now we're finally going to get started going forward for real, for real. So it was almost like an introduction to Saturn in Pisces. Overall, that's what we've been in for the entire year of 2023. I have a light and shadow list here. The light list covers what we have access to this whole 2.5 year period that Saturn traverses Pisces. And don't forget, if it activates Pisces, it activates Virgo and Gemini Sag as well. So spiritual self-mastery and creating practices, manifesting the vision and imagining a better reality. It activates your intuition, empathy, and psychic ability gets improved. Being of service to others while providing for and protecting self. Altruism, community outreach, and charity. Inner strength and resilience, new and improved boundaries and protections. Intentional solitude in nature is extremely valuable. New rhythms and better routines, ashe. Art, creativity, photography, and new mediums of expression are always born because Pisces is the most creative, imaginative, and Saturn wants to make it real and bring it into form. Sanctuary, sanctification, and sacred space. Again, we're all upgrading that. I've had to redo my altars more often in the last 2 years than I have in the whole 30. I mean, I was good at shifting things quarterly. And now I have to shift things with the energy. And when it comes time to sanctify things and move energy around. And it's been a really interesting learning curve. That's all I know. Now, the shadow of Saturn in Pisces is fears, phobias, and projections. Victimization and martyrdom. Giving away your power and authority. Depression, apathy, and pessimism. Self-sabotage, doubt, and insecurity. Judgment, shame, blame, and guilt. Surrender, completion, and endings. Because remember, Pisces is a culmination of the zodiac. And honey, don't get it twisted. This is an incubation period of a birth that's coming in 2025 when Saturn meets up with Neptune at zero Aries. This is a huge personal, social, and collective activation we are moving toward. So the better we can clear some of this stuff away and really anchor those practices that keep us unified in our body and spirit, the better off, the greater the birth will be, you know, the more authentic you will become and be able to walk your path and live your reality according to your own definitions. And in Aries includes that sovereignty and independence, but only if you can hold your own structure. We're talking Saturn. Only if you can be responsible for everything. So this is the time to incubate and explore and imagine what you want to bring to life in the next couple of years. Seeing the potential rather than the reality. Okay, again, with the perception or picking up people's potential. Every child of God has potential. But if it isn't activated from within, it's lost. And so that's why we really want to activate your potential. Denial, spiritual bypassing, and avoidance behavior. That comes up now too. Again, shadow of Saturn in Pisces. Confusion and overwhelm and extreme sensitivity and lack of adequate boundaries. So of the all the lessons we get of Saturn in Pisces is to recheck your boundaries. And I don't know about y'all, but it's coming up over and over 8 ways to Sunday around here. First things first, Saturn takes 28 to 30 years to travel through all 12 signs, spending 2 to 3 years in each sign. Saturn is also known as the Great Teacher, Father Time, or Lord of Karma. Its whole purpose is to teach important lessons, determine healthy limits, and remind you that you are responsible for all of it, who you are, as well as what you create in the world. As Saturn moves through the sky and thus through each sign, it will activate Saturn lessons for the collective. During the 20th century, Saturn moved through Pisces during the following years: 1905 to 08, 1935 to 38, 1964 to 67. Think of how creative that time was. 1993 to 96, again, super creative. And now the 21st century brings the first one in 2023 to 26. So you can reflect on the history of those times to assess the collective lessons and repetitive patterns, because there are many, and recognize that we're in an unprecedented seed time for our personal, social, and collective lives. Think of Saturn as a teacher guide. Think of Aries through Pisces as the lessons that we all have to learn. And just like any other education, some things will be naturally easier and naturally harder according to your individual blueprint and disposition. During Pisces, the lessons have to do with surrender, integration, and good boundaries. We are completing a 30-year cycle of reality and purpose. Personally, our roles and responsibilities have run a full cycle and should be considered for renewal at this time. Imagine that this is time to incubate the new vision that you will act on and activate in literal terms when Saturn hits Aries permanently in 26. I think it taps in 25. So we want to prepare consciously. On the positive side, we can harness our imaginations to think differently and dream bigger so that we are calling in a new vision for self and humanity, as well as a deeper connection to and reverence for the mystery of life on Earth. We are being called to more awareness and care of our physical bodies, as well as improved spiritual practices and deepened dedication to honoring being a spirit in human or physical form. We will reset our personal boundaries in social and collective settings and reclaim our power to control the input of information or images into our consciousness, being more discerning and creative rather than being lazy and accepting things at face value. On the negative side, the shadow expression of this energy leads to literal insanity, a disconnect from reality because it is too harsh, upsetting, or counter to the vision in our minds. We can lose ourselves in the overwhelm of societal and collective crumbling and go down a dark tunnel of victimhood, martyrdom, and judgment. When retrograde, we get to redream our reality in some way, tune into the higher self, and ask for concrete directions on how to proceed. This means we may have to tweak our spiritual practices during this time to be more effective and meaningful. It's definitely a time to heal and integrate anything blocking or delaying your results and rewards. Once it goes direct, we will have an opportunity to move things around to accommodate the evolved vision for the year, I'll say. So this retrograde direct period where we got to redream the story and reorganize the reality around a higher principle, to heal certain things, to recalibrate the boundaries, this has been going on June to November. So the last five months. How can you see how that has been unfolding for you? Did you have a particular focus on spiritual practices? Did you have to recalibrate your boundaries with somebody close? What happened over the last 5 months that's got you moving in a whole new direction now that it's going direct? You can actually act on some of that. But while it was backwards, we had to really redefine our terms. Now we can get some things moving, which is nice, especially for my mutable babies, Virgo, Pisces, and Gemini, Sag. That'll be helpful for that crew. So the reminder here would be to review the call I did with Saturn and Pisces during March when it entered. This is a great time to go and review that audio or video. I'll link them in here in the blog so they're easy to get to. And that will definitely help you flesh out your notes of what's been going on since then. Try to think of 2023 moving in quarterly increments there, if we're talking about Saturn at this moment. Now, same day, Friday the 3rd, this is when Sun opposes Jupiter and contributes to that Mercury and Mars party. This energy can be a double-edged sword. In that, you may feel positive and optimistic, which is a good thing, but it is also prone to excess, which brings us to the philosophy of everything in moderation or balance in all things. Be positive, but be alert too. Beware of the urge to overdo it or overextend yourself on any level. Use this energy to tap into your courageous side and attempt something that you have avoided out of fear or doubt. There is a push-pull going on between your ego and your enthusiastic inner child, which demands that you find a proper expression for this energy. Also beware of your enthusiasm provoking you to try to get others to see it from this point of view. You always have to be mindful of the fact that everyone is on their individual paths and may not be ready for what you're bringing. And that's okay. Focus the energy back on yourself and it will serve you well. The sun is all about you, the individual. This energy tends to bring out the self-righteous in us, and that rarely leads where you are trying to go. What this energy is trying to tell us is that certain aspects of yourself and your spiritual development are coming to a head, and decisions need to be made which will affect your future. Pay attention and try to get the lesson and the blessing of whatever is happening this week, because it is trying to guide you to a new level, ready or not. Also keep in mind that it is in opposition, which always reminds us to watch for extremes and practice coming back into center. The truth is, you are 6 months into something that requires some integration. If you stabilize now, you can expand your life in positive ways and with more ease and grace. Reflect on the Sun-Jupiter conjunction in Aries and what it initiated for you around April 11th of 2023. So this is interesting to note that you initiated some new aspect of self that you want to expand and express in new ways. And now at the midpoint, it falls on the Taurus Scorpio axis, asking you to integrate any newly acquired power and your current personal needs, security, and creature comforts. Where the initiation called a new identity and purpose to be born, now new values and priorities must be expressed by that new identity. Otherwise, it is easy to fall back into old habits and ways of expressing yourself. Deep breath. Same day, Friday the 3rd is a very busy day. Venus opposes Neptune. So now we're looking at Virgo Pisces. Beware of delusions of grandeur where your relationships, old and new, and/or your finances are concerned. Basically, you should keep your true priorities in mind and you will be fine. But if you are deluded to any extent, it may be revealed at this time. It's time to balance what is truly important to you in your interactions with others with the vision for the long-term goal of the collaboration. You can have an ideal romantic experience with this energy, but remember, true love takes time, hard work, and dedication, while romance tends to come and go. This energy tends to make you give and give and give in a relationship, thinking that it will inspire the other to respond in kind. And ultimately, you end up empty-handed and drained because your motives weren't correct. You are doing it with expectation, consciously or not, which almost always will let you down. Giving with any expectation generally leads to disappointment. A better use of this energy is to focus on any kind of artistic or altruistic endeavors. Now, I don't know why it's not written in here, but this is definitely the time to recalibrate boundaries in a relationship, because that's what Neptune's bringing up. It's bringing up our sensitivity and boundaries issues around love and money. So what's going on there? Again, we're in the eclipse season. There's a lot of intensity with the Scorpio time of year. There's a lot to it, y'all. So pace yourself. Give yourself time and space to process emotions that are really, really deep and profound and from your soul. And when they get neglected or suppressed, it can get really ugly if we don't tend to our shadow work. So make some time for that and figure out what your good boundaries would be so that you can renegotiate on your own behalf. Now, the last activation of the week is the 4th on Saturday, November 4th. Mercury opposes Uranus. So all three were oppositions. And this is a lot, y'all, of integration over and over from different angles. Integrating our consciousness and the ideas and thoughts that have been coming up and all the mental processing that we've been doing post-Mercury retrograde. Venus, love and money, again, with relationships and finances. And Sun, you know, identity, purpose, vitality, initiation, you know, things lighting up and coming to life. That solar energy acts as fuel and activator. But Mercury and Uranus are higher and lower levels of our consciousness. So deep breath, here we go. Mercury opposed Uranus. This energy tends to make your mind work in overdrive. Not that you think too much, but rather that you may tend to think, speak, and process information faster than usual. However, when you're moving that fast, sometimes you can overlook something vital. The negative expression of this energy tends to make you feel scattered and disorganized, but the positive side of it is making those brilliant connections that are normally just out of reach. Your perception and intuition are picking up so much in such a short period of time that you will want to review the details later to ensure that you didn't overlook something crucial to your development. You may be impatient with same old routines or responses, but check in with your body to make sure that it is not just your monkey mind playing tricks on you. It's a good time to breathe and be flexible, because if you are impatient with this energy, you are more likely to make mistakes. Anytime Uranus is involved, radical shifts and aha moments are totally possible on an internal level. However, on an external level, you may tend to blurt things out without proper forethought. Be sure to engage your heart and some kind of filter, especially when communicating with others this week. Okay, so it's going to be great for illuminating things inside you, but it may be a little tricky navigating social collective spaces. Now, I'm leaving the reminder in here for the Scorpio Gate of Power that is happening Tuesday, November 7th, weather permitting. Then I added the two Scorpio articles that come up every year for the energy of the month, and a bonus article about Scorpio energy. So this is going out with the monthly missive to my e-list. Those of you who are signed up to receive those missives directly, you can be notified by me with the weekly or monthly notification that has a lot more personal communication and interaction with me directly. So join that list if you haven't already. Links are always on every page of everything, so it's easy to join the e-list. Also, the Astro Tarot reading links, I'm all caught up, y'all. And the Soul Sister Circle invitation for those who are new to the circle and just want to know what kind of work I'm doing, that video is the best, and it's only 19 minutes. So, wow, this was a long one, y'all. Didn't think about that. Usually, if we have a long, intense week like this, the next week is short and sweet, so we'll see. I haven't looked at it yet. I mean, I wrote it a long time ago, but now we are in the thick of Scorpio time, conceiving. We're completing 23 and conceiving 24. So there's endings and new beginnings. There's a mourning period and a conception, incubation. Let's go deep, deep, deep to the soul level to ask what is coming to life in this new year. I hope you will join us in the various events I talked about in this forecast. Reach out directly when you need to. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.